USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some are calling it a miracle, as a 13-year-old girl who's been missing since October 15th has been found alive in a Wisconsin home, and a suspect's in custody. Authorities say 13-year-old Jamie Claus was found yesterday in the town of Gordon in the far southern part of Douglas County, Wisconsin. Officials not explaining the circumstances of how they found her, but they do have a news conference scheduled for later this morning. Still no end in sight to the partial federal government shutdown. Congress still deadlocked on the president's demand for funding for a border wall. He viewed the border yesterday in Texas and said,
"If you don't have a barrier, whether it's a steel barrier or a concrete wall, substantial and strong, you're never going to solve this problem. You're never going to solve it."
And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
After his trip to the border with Mexico yesterday, President Trump sat down with Fox News' Sean Hannity and talked about his call for a border wall. The president saying Democrats are only opposing it for political purposes.
Democrats in Congress, especially the new ones coming in, are starting to say, wait a minute, we can't win this battle with Trump because of the fact that it's just common sense. How can we say that a wall doesn't work?
The search for a gunman who killed a California police officer is over. The law enforcement community in mourning, though, as police say the suspect was found dead in a home in Davis with what appears to have been a self-inflicted gunshot wound. That was hours after he allegedly opened fire on a female cop who was responding to a 3-car crash in the downtown area. A former Nazi concentration camp guard who lived his adult life quietly in Queens, New York, has died at 95. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
One of the top stories many folks are going to be watching in 2019 is some of the statistics and crime data coming out since the legalization of marijuana in some states. I had a chance to sit down and chat with New York Times reporter Alex Berenson. He's author of a new book titled Tell Your Children, which deals with the dangers and the unreported crimes that we're seeing due to marijuana. One of the first questions I asked him was, why are these crime numbers being so underreported?
Well, I think the advocacy community has been very, very successful in the last, really 20 years, convincing people that this is a medicine, that there's all sorts of like positive qualities to using it, and that there really isn't anything harmful about it, that it's a plant. I mean, it's very funny to me that serious journalists have bought into this idea that it's a medicine. It's clearly an intoxicant, first and foremost. And, you know, alcohol has some medicinal qualities, too, but we don't call it a medicine, and we shouldn't. And I don't understand why we do this with marijuana.
How big is the cannabis lobby?
It's big. It's big. There's a couple major nonprofits. But what there also is now is there's a lot of people investing a lot of money. And frankly, I don't know how those investments are going to pan out because it looks like the people who really use a lot of cannabis there's been efforts to brand the stuff, but it looks like it's not like wine. You can't really brand it that well. It's more people just, they want the high, and that's pure. The easiest way to get that is pure THC.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.